CAD has brought in students from other universities, dozens of organizations, and every day people who want to support what is seen not only as a serious escalation in movement strategy, but a model for how the student movement can force power to concede to its demands. In only a few days, encampments have popped up all over the country, from Cal Poly Tech to City University of New York, from the Ivy League to the public university. Within Our Lifetime salutes every student of every Gaza Solidarity encampment and liberated zone, and encourages everyone from all walks of life to plug into your local projects and support them however possible. Confronting the enemy. There is no further symbolic victory to be gained. There is no more quote-unquote proving that the Palestinian liberation struggle is just. There is no institution of power to appeal to, because every institution of power from the UN to the ICJ to our city councils and university administrators are corrupt and rotten to the core. Decades of electoral pandering has produced nothing but sellout politicians who demonize our resistance forces and our student organizing any chance they have. Years of appealing to the United Nations have produced international court rulings that are fundamentally incapable of stopping the bombs from raining on our people. What these brave students have shown the world is that there are no allies within enemy institutions, no more appeals to be made, and certainly no more negotiating the terms of our existence and resistance. There's only an enemy to fight and a struggle that seeks victory. What is crucial in sustaining this moment is identifying clearly who our friends and enemies are. On the morning of the second day of Colombia's Gaza Solidarity encampment, President Manoush Shafiq called on the NYPD to sweep the site and arrest the protesters. The same response was repeated at NYU, UT Austin, USC, Emerson, and more. At the time this statement is written, CUNY students are engaged in a standoff with the NYPD and CUNY Public Safety. On the first day of the CUNY encampment, CUNY students and community members successfully pushed out CUNY Public Safety from the encampment, who had attacked members of the encampment with no justification. On the same day, CUNY Public Safety abducted a member of the encampment, a teenager, turned her over to the cops, and charged her with a felony for the crime of allegedly spray-painting the ground. As the movement grows into a new phase, the terms of engagement with these enemies must be made clear. We cannot treat them as anything but hostile to our goals of ending the genocide of the people of Palestine. This is why we have made an effort to study, track, and report on the activities and capabilities of the New York Police Department. If they're willing to throw us in jail and put us in the hospital every night for the egregious crime of using a megaphone without a permit, what would they do if we were on the precipice of truly throwing wrenches in the gears of the ongoing genocide? It is no use chanting NYPD, KKK, IDF, you're all the same, if we ignore the role of the U.S. police forces in maintaining the status quo, which for over 75 years has included the genocide of our people. We understand the police as a functionary of U.S. imperialism, and we understand that the Zionist state wouldn't last a Palestinian summer without the never-ending spigot of military and diplomatic aid provided to it by the U.S. empire. If a policeman quashed the Palestinian solidarity movement on the streets of the U.S., that ensures that spigot that does not have a domestic threat and can continue unabated. At the same time, as we assess who the forces of repression are, we must simultaneously be cautious not to let opportunists co-opt these spaces of revolutionary potential for photo ops. Already we have seen a number of individuals, many of whom have explicitly condemned the Palestinian resistance or even support the Zionist entity's existence, come and take photos or even make speeches at the Gaza Solidarity encampment. In New York, we've seen sellouts like Alexa Aviles play revolutionary and take pictures of the Colombian encampment a year after helping evict Mexican and Latin American workers from Plaza Proletaria in Sunset Park. We've seen Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweet in support of the encampments while demonizing quote-unquote outside agitators and condemning our resistance fighters in Palestine. Well-known intellectuals get on the mic and admonish us for daring to chant from the river to the sea, and implore us to consider the legitimacy of a settler colonial state. They are not our allies, and they do not stand in solidarity with any of us.